Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. Our topic today is brain health. Joining us is Dr. Ellie Klein. Dr. Klein is a naturopathic doctor, an author, and clinical formulator of the supplement brand Nanton Nutraceuticals. Good morning, doctor, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Thank you for inviting me.
Today we're going to talk about brain health. What an amazing organ.
The brain is probably the most metabolically active organ in the human body. It represents only 1% of our body by weight. But as far as energy demands for everyday healthy functions, it requires 20% of the entire body's energy requirements, demands. So highly active, and of course, we can't really live without one.
The entire command center is the brain.
Yeah, governs functions, not just cognitive and mental functions locally. It governs functions throughout the entire body. It sends nerves everywhere to the extremities, all the way to toes and fingers, and governs the heart, all the organs that we don't even feel when they work, like the liver, pancreas, governs the lungs. So absolutely, it is what makes us humans, human and alive.
Yeah, and our thoughts, emotions, memories.
And so it's interesting that we're going to talk about cognitive function and memory. And you know how human body tends to shrink as we get older? The brain, too, can shrink. And particularly when it becomes less efficient at performing those functions, thinking and remembering, it becomes quite a bit smaller.
So we can exercise a somewhat like a muscle then?
We can. We should take as good care possible, because absolutely. So yeah, we can exercise like muscle. We need to do it well. We need to take good care of it for sure.
Some statistics in Canada regarding brain injury. There's concussions and traumatic brain injury. Falls and seem to be the leading cause of all of that.
Yeah, and that can actually expedite impairment. It can contribute and expedite impairment that would otherwise could occur naturally as we get older. Treating those injuries well is really important.
And you see the sport, there always seems to be a discussion about concussions.
Yeah, you know, boxers, they can suffer early memory loss. Muhammad Ali, notably, a famous boxer.
And then there's mental health disorders.
That's another issue or problem or phenomenon that actually does have commonalities with cognitive impairments and memory loss as we get older. And we can unpack that a little bit as we talk about it. But some of the fundamental causes are rather similar.
Mood and anxiety.
Very, very common. Anxiety and depression. And these are not just localized to the brain. These are systemic conditions as well. Often people feel tired, less motivated, sleep can be affected, so they need to be addressed holistically.
And with aging, I mean, we have an aging population and dementia.
And as we get older, all the functions decline, so we don't make as much mitochondria. I mentioned that the brain is a highly metabolic organ, requires a whole lot of energy. We produce less mitochondria, those little compartments in the cells that are the areas where energy is produced from the food that we eat and the air that we breathe. As we get older, our capacity to handle stress diminishes, our ability to break down stress hormones efficiently diminishes, so our brains are more susceptible to stress, chronic stress, heightened stress, not just mental, emotional stressors, but also stressors from diet and lifestyle. Or dietary choices and lifestyle choices can also harm and contribute to stress, increase stress hormones, which in turn contribute to further to cognitive and mental impairment.
So the brain and the health of our brain should be paramount in our daily life.
Absolutely. It's part and parcel of just good overall human health. Needs a lot of attention because it requires a lot of resources to produce all that energy that it needs to function properly.
So you've created a supplement, and it's combining lion's mane mushroom and ginkgo biloba. Can we explore some of that and the benefits of what that's helping our brain with?
Yes, absolutely. Where would you like me to start?
It's said that it's a synergistic nootropic blend. Now,
can you break
that down for the audience and tell us what that means exactly?
Yeah, synergy. So the two main components, the two components of the supplement work and enhance each other. So lion's mane is a mushroom. It's a mushroom that grows in northern temperate climates throughout the world. It grows on trees and around trees in the ground, close to trees. And it has compounds in it that support improvements in cognitive function and memory in different ways. For once, those compounds stimulate and increase the production of nerve growth factor. So a substance within the nerve cells that contributes to maintenance and repair of the brain cells. And so as you repair the sort of structure, the function enhances. And as such, studies have shown improvements in memory and focus, in being able to withstand stress better, and decreasing symptoms of anxiety and depression. And has also antioxidant properties. Too much oxidation or chemical type of damage can injure and damage our brain cells, so that's helpful as well. So you got those compounds, and then ginkgo biloba, it basically has a significant effect on circulation, on blood flow to the brain. It enhances, it helps to relax and dilate the blood vessels, and enhances the delivery of nutrients and oxygen to the brain and the brain cells. Also has an antioxidant aspect to it as well, which is even stronger than lion's mane. And so it basically enhances the delivery of the compounds, the beneficial compounds of lion's mane to the brain. So the two work hand in hand that way. And both of these medicinal plants have shown improvement in restoration of cognitive functions, reversal of certain aspects of cognitive impairment, and memory loss.
That nerve growth factor, I found that very interesting, how the survival of our neurons is so important.
The machinery within our body is quite ingenious, and just like it's important to maintain and repair a car or a lawnmower or anything, we have to repair and repair ourselves. Cells suffer injuries for different reasons. Our cells age, and different cells age at different rates, and they always have to be replaced, repaired and eventually replaced. So enhancing the ability to do that in a seamless way is really important. Having this effect by lion's mane on nerve growth factor is essential to its ability to help improve cognitive function, reverse early cognitive impairment.
You talked about the neuroregenerative properties of lion's mane. And if it's going to have that benefit for us, and then we've got the ginkgo that's going to improve the circulation to make sure those compounds are getting to the brain, and there's that synergy again.
Yes, that's exactly it. And that's why I decided to, not just to, you know, lion's mane is well known for its ability to do what I just outlined. But the decision to add ginkgo was because of that, to improve and enhance the delivery of the lion's mane components to the brain.
Yeah. So memory and focus is one of the benefits of the lion's mane.
Yes, absolutely. And that might even be of benefit for younger adults, not just older adults. Anybody with a lot of stress, a requirement for focus and concentration, professionals who need that, students who need that, could be helpful for those too.
Yeah, they talk about the concentration and the cognitive speed, you know, that recall, I would presume.
That's right. Yeah, it's an aspect of cognitive function tests.
So mood and stress?
You know, it all comes down to, again, tired brain cells. when brain cells fatigue, they start losing their various functions, and the sort of center of emotive aspects of our brain, mood, you know, not being depressed, being relaxed, motivation as well, those are all important, and those are all reliant on healthy energy, availability of energy, capacity to repair and regenerate of our brain cells.
And there's some science to indicate that lion's mane can be very beneficial to accelerate the repair and regeneration.
Yeah.
So the ginkgo, to improve the circulation, so if it's improving that, if it's improving the circulation to the brain, it's going to make sure the nutrients are getting there, the oxygen is getting there. Because again, isn't it like 20% of the oxygen we intake is used by the brain?
Yeah, probably more than 20%. You know, there is some also peripheral circulatory benefits to ginkgo biloba. It's been studied mostly in context of the brain, but for example, there's one type of a periphery artery disease that results in pain in the extremities because of blockages to the extremities. So it's called claudication. And that's one thing that ginkgo biloba can alleviate as well. So it's just a testament to its powerful blood vessel effect.
And with that antioxidant protection, the production of whenever there's energy being produced by the cells, there's going to be what they call a free radical. And the body wants to eliminate that. So an antioxidant is there to compensate for that free radical, which can be harmful.
Yes, the higher the functionality, the activity, the metabolic activity of a cell, the more waste, so to speak, it's going to generate. You know how the oil in a car has to be changed every so often. It serves a very important function for the engine, but then it also gets dirty after a while. And so there are these free radicals that are produced that can actually over time make things less efficient in the nerve cells, and so it's really important to clean them up. And of course we do that also through a healthy diet. We try to limit the input of things that would increase free radicals in our diet, and talk about that as well. And it is important to have sort of a mopping mechanism to mop away those free radicals through antioxidants.
And that's where sleep is very important for the cleansing of the brain.
Yes, that's when much of the repair is being done. There are some studies that show some degree of benefit of lion's mane for sleep, particularly when it relates to anxiety and stress. Anxiety and stress has a detrimental effect on sleep. That's where lion's mane can be very helpful for that as well. Yeah. So making sure that one gets proper sleep is really, really important.
So, Doctor, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk about some things that we can do on a daily basis just to support our brain health.
Absolutely.